Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Howdy, howdy, ho, Sam Crowley. Every Day is Saturday podcast coming to you from the heartland of Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. If you don't know where Cincinnati, Ohio is, it's about 5 iron from the Ohio River. And then you have the great state of Kentucky. And if you drive about 30 minutes to the west, you've got the great state of Indiana, the Hoosier State. I'm telling all this because it's a quick geometry lesson class. You know why? Because my wife and I were just talking. We had no idea where Cincinnati, Ohio was back in 1997 when the boss man said, "Hey, youngster, you hadn't turned 30 years old yet. You really got nothing going on. You want to come to Cincinnati and help us open up an office here?" And I said, "Abso-positively, are you kidding me? Taking risk, baby, taking risk." So I ended up in this great city, 1997, Halloween of 1997. I drove here first. My fiance, Angela, we weren't even married at the time. That's a leap of faith, my friend. That's a leap of faith. Actually, we weren't even engaged when I went to High Point, North Carolina, back in 96, in July of 1996, my first management position. Wow, 27, just turned 28 years old, went to High Point, North Carolina, took a pay cut down to $40,000 base salary, but targeted earnings, Sam, targeted earnings, you can make 55 grand. Woo! And I was working like a dog, like a rented mule. I mean, it was crazy. We got to High Point. We weren't engaged yet. Had just started dating, but we kind of knew, you know, we were still in that honeymoon stage. Hold on a second. Let me just make sure. For the brand, this is for the brand. We're still in that honeymoon stage every day, you know, because, you know, after 18 years of marriage, what have we been married? 98? 16 years of marriage. I'm sorry. We've known each other 18 years. You're always in the honeymoon stage, right? 3 kids, another one on the way. It's awesome. But anyway, yeah, so that's a leap of faith, man. I've taken a lot of leaps of faith. Do you take leaps of faith? I'm kind of curious. Do you? I mean, what's the craziest thing you've done just this year? Like, what's the craziest thing you've done this year? I took a different way to work. It doesn't count. I got involved with an MLM for a month. It doesn't count. I mean, a big leap of faith. You know, you don't got to give the boss man the middle finger like I did. Oh, hey, by the way, station identification. We're a few minutes into today's podcast. My name's Sam Crowley. I host a daily podcast called The Everyday Saturday Show. And May 6, 2005, I told my boss to shove it. And in August, I went back to work because I went broke. Isn't that funny? Boy, you can go broke fast, can't you? But it sure is fun because if you're going to rip that Band-Aid off, you might as well do it pretty damn quick. Doesn't hurt as bad. You know, imagine going broke over like the course of a year. You know, it's like dying a death of 10,000 knife cuts. If you're going to go bankrupt, you're going to go broke, do it quick. And by the way, if you're going to get rich, do it quick. You can't get rich, Sam. There's no such thing as getting rich quick. Well, I agree with that, actually. I think a lot, 99% of the stuff out there is pure C-R-A-P crap, Ola. But you're not going to get rich quick. You're going to get rich over the course. So, by the way, let me just say, subscribe to my podcast. Would you go on iTunes? Leave a 5-star rating. Subscribe to the show. Come on. What's the matter with you? Now get out there. Subscribe to the show. So you're not going to get rich quick. You're going to be a 30-year overnight success story, just like moi. But you know what? I'm still working. I mean, I am a bigger student today than I've ever been of personal development, of entrepreneurship, learning, because inside the word learn is earn, baby. But you come to find out, you got the greatness inside. That's what I never even realized. Nobody told me. I'm telling you, you've got greatness inside. You know how I know? Because everybody does. But it's got these layers of all this stuff on top of all this years of self-doubt and failure and people telling you what you couldn't do. That hurts. Take a leap of faith. Take a leap, baby. Come on. What are you going to do? Something crazy today? Maybe later on this week? It's June 20th, 2014. As of the date of this podcast recording, how many more days you going to let go by before you actually do something? I mean, it's, seriously, it's just wait. Can you see it? Can you see it? It's like there. It's like just, it's like the Greyhounds. Yeah, the Grey. Ever been to a Greyhound race? I went to a Greyhound race in 1993 in Houston, Texas. My buddy Fletcher got married from Bradford, PA. There was four of us, the core four, before the core four of the New York Yankees. It was the core four from Bradford, PA. Me, Mike, Pat, and Fletch. And we were just like brother. I mean, we hung out, high school buddies, all. We went everywhere, all the time, every place. So Pat was the first one to get married, January 93. Mike got married in March. That was a wild wedding. That was at Penn State. He got married because his family, his in-laws, his father-in-law is a physics professor at Penn State. So they got a house there. Imagine having a wedding reception and a weekend. You're 24 years old and you're at the State College, Pennsylvania, and it's a weekend of just, you know, I mean, do I even need to explain it? So yeah, I had zero responsibility in my life. You think I'm simple now with not much going on upstairs and, you know, no responsibility. Imagine me in 1993. I hadn't even turned 25 yet. Mike got married in 93. Fletch got married in Houston. So we went to the Greyhound races while we were there, you know, the day before the wedding. All of us went, maybe 10 or 12 of us guys went to the Greyhound races. The girls went out and did their thing. And, you know, I never noticed, but there's, I think what's it? And I'm, look, you guys have been to Greyhound. You're going to laugh because I don't remember. It was 21 years ago. So can you cut me a little slack? You know? But isn't it a rabbit? Like, don't they put a rabbit on the back of a... Oh, they put a rabbit on the rail. That's what it is. There's a rabbit on the inside rail of the track. And that, and those dogs are like just salivating. They're like, I got to get that rabbit. It's like... 10 greyhounds, just like, they're going to kill this freaking rabbit if they get their hands on it. And they go, ding, and the gates go, pew, open up, and oh, that rabbit goes on the rail like a zillion miles an hour. I'm not exaggerating. It really was that fast. And the dogs are going ballistic, freaking crazy, chasing that rabbit on the inside rail all the way around the track. And I'm telling you, it's because that's what I think about. You know, it's like, having that type of ambition, I mean, having that same type of just passion to get after your dream, like the rabbit on the rail, baby. That I actually think I recorded a podcast back in 2007 about this very topic. But hell, it was 7 years ago. You don't remember. So I sure as heck don't remember what I talked about. But I know I think I recorded a show back in 2007 about the rabbit on the rail. And I've always been mesmerized by those Greyhound races and what entices them, like why they get out of the gate so fast. What is it like that's going to cause you to make that leap of faith? What's your rabbit? What's your rabbit on the rail? You know, is it financial freedom? That's just too trite, though. That's not important enough. Like, I don't know. If you grow up without a dad like I did, being a dad's a pretty lofty ambition because guys like me are messed up. You know, it's like you grow up in a family, youngest of eight kids. Mom raised all of you with that. No money. I have no idea how my mom did it. But you grow up without a dad and you got some things going on. It's just ain't normal. It's just not normal. Unfortunately, a lot of individuals grow up in those types of broken families. And even if you do have mom and dad there, that's no guarantee you're going to be this well-adjusted out into the world, perfect human specimen. We all got issues that require tissues. You know what I mean? So we got to take a leap of faith that's going to go counterintuitive to what it is that it's in our DNA. Like me, that big, big leap of faith was, you know what? I'm going to get married. I was just so super focused on it. I'm going to get married. I told you I met my wife, and in 3 months we were engaged. We weren't even engaged before we went to High Point, North Carolina. We were just boyfriend and girlfriend. Then we got engaged in High Point, moved back to Buffalo. My mom died, so there wasn't anything keeping me kind of in the Western New York, Western PA. She died July 7th, 1997. I got the call to go to Cincinnati about a couple months after that. And so we were engaged, and then we went to Cincinnati. That was a big leap of faith. But you know why? Because I wanted to take this beautiful girl with me in life and have a family. And I thought, God, isn't that the craziest damn thing? Sam Crowley being a dad. Are you kidding me? Like, I honestly, God, if you knew me, I wasn't, look, I've never done hard drugs, okay? Smoked pot a few times in college, but wasn't really into it. You know, I never bought it, for example. I've never done coke, heroin, LSD, mushrooms, none of that stuff. I mean, I've never done a hard drug in my life because I think I've seen the impact it's had on other people, and I just don't think that's anything I wanted to get myself into. And I've got this addictive personality, as you can tell already, right? So can you imagine me, doing hard drugs? I'd be done. So that's kind of like I'm just thinking about what me, Sam Crowley, like as messed up as I was, to be able to be a dad. I mean, to have this family, to be able to have a family unit. And look, I screw it up every day. At least I try to. You know, my wife's an absolute saint to be stayed with me for the past 16 years in marriage. But it's a work in progress, you know? You don't want to put all this pressure on yourself. And when you're going through life, man, it's just been my experience. Look, this is the book of life according to Sam Crowley. And it comes with a big old fat warning in capital letters on the front of the book, okay? Proceed with caution. You know, not everybody's cut out to be an entrepreneur. But you know what? Everybody can take a leap of faith. Even if that's in your job. You know, offer to take on more responsibility. Get uncomfortable. The best tasting fruit is out on the limb, man. I promise you. There is nothing bad. Nothing bad ever happens by stretching yourself. Nothing. I've never one time in my life ever had a bad thing happen to me because I stretched myself. Now, did I put myself out there to be mocked, made fun of, ridiculed? Well, of course, but that's an ego thing. It's just an ego thing. I mean, if you can get over yourself, that's the first thing you got to do. You'll have success. Success is guaranteed if you can get over yourself. Because if you don't worry about what other people think and you don't have this big old ego that's going to be trapping you inside this great body, it's just going to be water on the fire, man. That's all the ego is. Big old gallon of water that you're going to throw on the fire. Like, if you can get over yourself and get past that part of it, you're home free. At some point, listen to me. This is important. At some point, you got to make the leap. You have to. You can't keep going day by day doing the exact same thing. Even if you're finding success defined in America, okay, because success is different for everybody. You know, success for a lot of people has nothing to do with money. Hey, I got to give a shout out, by the way. Let me find this tweet. That was just fantastic. Somebody called me out on Twitter yesterday, and they were absolutely dead on. Tom Burgett. If I'm spelling your name correctly, at Stellar Husband, I tweeted out that anybody who says it's not about the money, it's always about the money. Tom tweeted back, didn't you say it wasn't about the money? I did. I said I would do what I do. I'm trying to think of what I said, but it was something along the lines of the more money I make, the more I realize that my happiness has nothing to do with it. It's not at all directly related to the amount of money that I'm making. So Tom called me out. Now, if I can just defend myself for a second, because I told him, I joked back. I said, hey, man, I need to delete that tweet or this tweet, one of the two, because it's incongruent. I had a conversation with somebody who, and I can't get into the details because I just can't do it. But it's an arrangement we had in business that they were supposed to pay me for services rendered. And you'll find this when you get into business. Look, guys, I'd love to tell you when you get out there, everybody's your buddy, everybody's your friend, and everybody's going to do what they say they're going to do, and you're never going to be disappointed. Come on. You know, and I know. That never happens. So you probably already know what I'm talking about, right? So this person failed to deliver, and they owed me still a significant amount of money. And, upwards into the five figures. So I said, hey, dude, just pay the money, you know? I delivered, you got to do, well, Sam, you know what? It's not about the money. It's not about the money. It's about, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, are you kidding me? Of course it's about the money. If you had the money, you would pay me. You owe me the money, you're not paying me the money. So I tweeted that out, kind of one of those. That's, I guess, what we would call a frustration tweet. Tom, good for you, dude. You got it, dead on. You died. But that was my only defense in that. So, because it really wasn't about the money. I really don't, look, I'm not an idiot. I pay bills by what I do with every day of Saturday, okay? If I stop talking tomorrow, my family would be broke. Okay. So yes, I get paid for the value I deliver, but I don't do it to get paid and then bring value. It's not like, hey, you pay me first and then I'll do it. It's, I hope I'm delivering a hell of a lot of value. And then you make the decision. Do you want to buy my products, hire me to speak in front of your organization and those things. That's a bigger difference. Okay. And I never want to compromise anything, you know, nor should you. You should always try to deliver value first. Serve first, sell second. Serve first, sell second. But you got to quit making excuses and dwelling on what you don't have or why you can't do something great and step out in faith, in take this huge leap of faith. You have, and let me just tell you, I'm telling you right now, I didn't think I did. I did, and you do. You have everything you need. Everything you need to get started, to take the leap of faith. You have everything you need right now to take that leap of faith, but you're holding yourself back and you're holding your greatness hostage. And I know it because I did it and I see so many other people that are doing it. I used to take leaps of faith all the time in business and I always saw a positive ROI, return on investment on the leap of faith. Well, now, look, I may not have seen it the next day. Sometimes I saw it that minute. You know, huge leap of faith, monetary reward. Maybe it took 6 months, you know? A huge leap of faith would be starting your own online business, for example. Whatever that is to you, whatever your passion is, you know, it's not going to bring you that immediate ROI, but boy, let me tell you, take the money out of the equation. I know. Sometimes it's hard to do, but just take the money out of the equation for a second. How good would it make you feel to create a brand that is of your own, that you see it in lights, you see it online, you see it offline, you see people talking about it, you got a Twitter handle about it, a Facebook fan page? Do you have a Facebook fan page for your business, by the way? You should. At least you should. I mean, that's, Facebook is ridiculous. I've been doing a lot of trials with Facebook advertising, targeting, you know, targeting men, women, ages 18 to 64, all what behavior, interests, and things like that. It's fascinating. The bad news is Facebook knows way too much about us. The good news is for you as a marketer, Facebook knows a lot about people out there. You want to really dive down deep into your demographic, put together a Facebook page, and get a budget of 10 bucks a day and start marketing to people, getting likes to your page, fans of your page. You can market right back to them. Guys, don't miss out on that. But even before you do that, that may be your leap of faith. But even before you do that, get your mind straight and think about how awesome it's going to feel when you finally do step out and you do something. I mean, you just do something. Don't sit around and be like everybody else and talk a good game. Talk is cheap, real cheap. So cheap, nobody even pays attention, okay? Nobody wants to hear what you have to say because they'll forget, oh, yeah, there he goes dreaming again. Oh, another one of your big ideas. I'll tell you what, man, I got a buddy of mine calls me at least once a month with a great idea that he's never implemented. The man of a million great ideas never implemented. Still doing the same job. Still in the same job. Yeah, yeah, it's a job. Yep, sure does. Hey, Sammy, we ought to go in and buy a storage facility. Let's do it. Put the business plan. Let's do it. Hey, Sammy, we ought to get a coffee shop. Coffee is hot. Let's do it. Oh, you know, time. Always. Always. Sammy, I'm into solar. You know, we got to do I've been reading about these solar panels. I can get the panels dirt cheap. Great. Let's do it. I'll invest. Yeah, just not a good time. So, all right. Okay, pal. Well, whenever you're serious, I'll wait for the call first in a month, every month. See what a great idea you got. You know, you got friends like that. Or are you that friend? Ooh, do you call people and say that you should do something, but you don't do it? What do you think they're saying when they hang up the phone? There's Bill. There's Mary again. Another great idea came from Mary. She's just going back to what she's been doing, though. Never had success because she's never going to take a shot. Take a shot. You know what? Take that leap. Let's go. Let's do it together. Leap. It's leap week at the Everyday Saturday Show. You're in a leap year. Every day is leap day at the Everyday Saturday Show. I love you guys. I love your dream. I love having a good time, man. Thanks for all the great tweets. Hit me up at Sam Crowley. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Head on over to everydaysaturday.com. Make sure you get on our mailing list. Always great offers and opportunities for you to get close to the message. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.